Sunny, 106.5. Good morning, 7:09. Dancing with the Stars is on tonight.
Yes, somebody special gonna be on. We'll tell you at 7:40 on Sunny 106.5.
Really love a woman to understand.
Brian Adams on Sunny 106.5. Good morning. It's 7:14. Train's going to be at the Sandbar at Red Rock Hotel and Casino this Saturday night. And with Melanie's mind-blowing trivia, we've got your tickets this week.
Okie dokie. Doing this between meetings throughout the day actually improves our outlook. Bosses don't really mind it if you do this. Would it be A, a smoke break, B, big mocha, C, a quickie, you call a friend, or D, Facebook a friend, get online. Number six, what do you think the correct answer is? 796-1065.
Sunny time saver traffic now, Kirk.
In the Northwest, on the traffic information anytime at ksne.com.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Neighbor Works, the ad counselor in this station.
7:19, it's Sunny. We've got train tickets all this week with Melanie's mind-blowing trivia.
All righty, doing this between meetings throughout the day actually improves your outlook. Would it be A, a smoke break, B, a big mocha, C, a quick phone call with a friend, or D, Facebook? Number six, Robin, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Facebook.
You are correct.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
yes.
Robin.
Make a connection. Facebook. You should start Facebooking Sunny.
I should do that.
Yes, you absolutely have to.
That is so cool. My husband will be so happy.
A nice night out for you, too, at C-Train at Red Rock Sandbar this Saturday night. Good job.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good. You're going to have another chance to win tomorrow morning about 7:10. Can't wait for the next trivia question. I love these lately.
Really?
Yeah, good questions.
More tickets to Train tomorrow on Sunny 106.5.
Sunny 106.5.
The Variety Station.
Well, Bristol Palin's going to make her dancing debut tonight on Dancing.
And guess who's showing up? That's right, her mom. Sarah Palin is going to be on. Here's Kelly Clarkson on Sunny 106.5. Another little tidbit of the great variety of music we play around here on Sunny 106.5.
It's going to be another warm day today, high about 99, and we're at 80 degrees right now.
All righty, here's Kirk with Sunny Time Saver Traffic.
Two surface street accidents. For traffic information anytime, go to ksne.com.
Adultvaccines.adultvaccination.org.
Good morning. In an hour, our Sunny 106.5 All Music Hour begins just about 8:30 on Sunny 106.5.
Being with you gets me that way.
Whatever kind of mood you're in, we've got a song for you. That was Faith Hill on Sunny 106.5. Good morning. It is 7:40 with Melanie and Michael.
Well, if you're going to run for political office, you better go back and check every little thing that you said on TV or in any interview. Christine O'Donnell, who won the Republican Senate nomination in Delaware, is now going viral with an appearance she made on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher in 1999. And here's exactly what she said.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven for witchcraft. I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun.
I'm not making this stuff up.
She was honest.
She dabbled in witchcraft.
Now, that was from 11 years ago.
Right.
And when she was talking about 11 years ago, she had done this many, many years before that. So say 20 years ago, she did that. And I just don't think we should be judged by something we did 20 years ago.
Well, it depends.
Or 11
years
ago.
You know, if you're a convicted felon and you murdered somebody,
well,
obviously
different.
That's not going to help. But witchcraft,
I don't know.
But
dabbling in witchcraft.
I think they're going to try to hurt her with this.
With this, okay. But now, I went to an all-girls school, and if you want to call it witchcraft, I just called it having fun. We used to light candles, Michael, and recite these like poems to get a guy.
And
I did this in my bedroom until my mother thought I was smoking and came down and beat my head up and took the candles away. But look how well I turned out. I think I jinxed my love life.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How'd that work out for you? Ladies and gentlemen, we pretty much know how that worked out at this point in time. But fortunately, you're not going to be running for office anytime soon that we know of.